Final arrangements. When Ellen White first let it be known that she must very soon leave Australia, one problem loomed large. That was the early disposition of her Sunnyside property and the W.C. White home across the road. It was he who spoke of how this was solved, as he made his remarks in a farewell service before they left. Since our decision to sail in August, many favoring providences have been seen. Mother has sold her house and land, with furniture, farming implements, and livestock, to a family wishing to be near the school. I have exchanged places with Brother Metcalf Hare, and then sold his place to the school. Many kind friends are helping us in numberless ways. Australasian Union Conference Record, September 1, 19. Another point of concern was the securing on short notice of suitable travel accommodations. As W.C. White took up the arrangements with the Union Steamship Company in Sydney, he found that they could take passage on the Moana, leaving Wednesday, August 29. The bridal stateroom, with its comfortable bed and nearby bunk, was available for Ellen White and Sarah McIntyre. Good staterooms in the second-class section would comfortably accommodate the others.